It's only a little building, but it was actually the heart of ancient Palmyra. It's the Senate, the Oval Office, where government was conducted, where the town elders met, where plots were hatched, all that sort of thing. Of course, in Constantine's great imperial cities, this would have been a vast long hall. And quite often, in the central hall of government, great Constantine himself would have sat, where now the altars of Christian churches stand, because this is basically the same building.
In the year 360, Constantine's son built a magnificent church at Constantinople, especially for the drama of imperial communion. Next door, those same pious emperors built a giant racetrack, the Hippodrome. You can still see part of its outline in the streets. And here at last, around this old Egyptian obelisk, you can discover something of the atmosphere of ancient Constantinople, the heart of old Byzantium. This stone's like a giant mirror, reflecting all the life that once went on around it. There's the emperor and his family, Constantine's successors, come to the royal box to start a chariot race. There's the obelisk in the middle of the racetrack, and the chariots too, eight of them running all at once. You need a lot of luck to win.
This place wasn't just a racetrack, though. This is a place where people met the emperor and his court. It's the air, the space of Byzantium. 100,000 people roaring as new emperors are presented to them, as captives from foreign wars are brought and thrown at the feet of the emperor. The old parliament. It's the real heart of Byzantium. And that scene there, where have you seen it before?
Look at it carefully. The emperor's in the middle with his family, just like God. Around them stand the army and the court, just like the saints. Beneath them, begging mercy, the Byzantium's enemies, the damned. It's a grand last judgment, right here on earth, with the emperor playing God.
So that's it, really. The emperor brings happiness and harmony. The theatre brings luck and victory. This is the centre of the world, an image, you might say, of heaven on earth.
So if we'd have pushed open the gates of the imperial palace that once stood beside the Hippodrome, we'd have really been opening the earthly gates of paradise. Arcades of gold and marble, silver boats on pools of mercury, silk carpets, golden thrones in halls of porphyry and pearls. All are gone. Only echoes of them still remain in Syria and Italy.